kids that don't have family support or older siblings or parents that have been through the process, it can be really daunting.
Allison Newman is scholarship director for Say Yes Buffalo, overseeing the entire scholarship program. Students still need to fill out Pell and state TAP grants.
Students who are low income and eligible for the maximum federal Pell grant and the maximum New York State TAP grant can get almost $11,000 a year in free money. And a lot of them don't know that those opportunities exist.
How complicated is the financial process?
It's complicated. It's a real barrier for a lot of students. You know, it's a language barrier. It's just it's a whole new world for a lot of students. There's a whole vocabulary associated with applying to college, and then the financial aid process has its own separate vocabulary.
Say Yes is also receiving help from UB's Graduate School of Education. A professor has implemented a process offering UB volunteers to help students navigate through filling out those federal FAFSA applications.
Studies have shown that FAFSA completion is one of the huge indicators of who's going to go on to matriculate to college. So the fact that, you know, we've had this great partnership with UB has really, I think, motivated a lot of our students to matriculate because they don't have that barrier.
And students are also finding out that some private colleges do require College Scholarship Service financial aid profiles to be completed as part of the financial aid process. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.